Hi, I'm Peter Taylor and I'm based at UNE in Armidale. I recently completed a project funded by AgriFuture's Australian Chicken Meat Program on how free-range meat chickens use the range and how this may impact on their welfare. About 10 to 15% of Australian meat chickens are grown in free-range. These chickens are housed in large barns until they have enough feather cover to protect them when they're allowed outside. Chickens that have access to an outdoor range can forage and explore a new environment, and some of our previous research showed that chickens are more active on the range compared to inside the shed. But the range environment also exposes chickens to risks, such as predation and weather extremes. And we don't really understand a lot about why chickens range or what implications ranging might have on their welfare. And this is particularly true in Australian conditions. In 2016, we monitored some measures of health to determine if accessing an outdoor range is related to chicken welfare. We did various assessments of chickens from Victorian commercial free-range farms before and after the chickens had access to the range. We monitored which chickens were accessing the range and how much they were using it, and we did this via radio frequency identification technology. This technology tracks the date and time when individual chickens enter and exit the shed, and we took measures from 21 days of age, which was when they were first given access to the range, to 42 days of age. What we found was that chickens that accessed the range were lighter than chickens that never used the range, and they had better leg health, more feather cover, and better cardiovascular function. But we couldn't tell whether this was due to using the range or whether the lighter chickens with better leg health, feather cover, and cardiovascular function were more likely to use the range, because some of the traits were already present in the chickens before they could go outside. But what we did find was that the more a chicken used the range, the greater the improvement in these measures, which suggests that both individual chicken characteristics and range access may contribute to improvement aspects of welfare for free-range chickens. It's important to note that emotions like fear and stress, which are called affective states, are also important for welfare. And this study only recorded health measures as an indication of welfare, which only really tells half the story. But what we can conclude from this work is that accessing an outdoor range has some positive implications for welfare, which may be at the expense of productivity. We need to investigate this further to determine if healthier chickens access the range or if the range affects the health of chickens. If you'd like to know more information on this study, please contact myself or AgriFutures Australia.